Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, little W sauce. Boy, we had breakfast here at Twin Peaks, and holy smokes, the bacon! That's probably the best bacon I've ever eaten in a restaurant.
Wow, that's
my
big
life.
Praise.
Wow.
I don't think you're that far off. It's big praise,
absolutely.
But I don't think you're overblowing it. It was really good.
It was the perfect amount of the right crispiness, and it's
right.
An art. And I was talking to James, who cooked
that's
it. He runs these, and he's like, "Yeah, you never know how another man likes their bacon cooked." I said, "Well, you apparently know how I like mine cooked." Don't forget my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Owl Inn Lager. I believe you can get it here at New Realm. What are you laughing for?
There's always like these hidden connotations.
Double entendres that here. I hope that Dylan is recording every single week.
Get all this on the blooper tape, Dylan.
Oh, man.
I had Dylan give me some sound, and I was going to use it, but I decided that it was a waste. Not the sound, because we can use the sound next week. It's good sound, but we got Arch here.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how I've spent the last you used to travel and do the games. You used to do college football games on Saturdays, and you'd come into whatever city we're in for Falcons on Sundays. Well, you don't do as much of that these days. Mm-hmm. So while the TV viewing audience loses something, I gain something. Because I get to watch the game. Him and I find a sports bar when we land, and we go watch the second half of the 3:30s and the first half of the night games. And I say stupid stuff, and he punches me in the head and tells me what really happened, and I take a sip of my beer.
Yeah.
So we want to talk some college football playoffs. What game are you most looking forward to?
I've kind of contemplated this the whole time, and I'm really excited about all of them. And I know that's a cheap and it's a bailout. I'm excited about India. Can Indiana go into Notre Dame, the venerable, touchdown Jesus, and the whole deal, the grass longer, the snow on the ground? Can they go into a place that's legendary? I know that these kids, maybe they don't even know how legendary it is, and win that football game. Indiana is number one in the nation against the run.
Oh, wow.
I mean, get ready. I mean, you're talking all this noise about Notre Dame, all this kind of, and I'm not talking about you guys. Everybody's talking about Notre Dame, this, that, and the other, and I do think Notre Dame is pretty good. But Indiana's going to bring it, and nobody's expecting them to win. They got the coach of the year, all that kind of stuff. I'm excited about that. And then I'm really excited. I know everybody's talking about Ohio State and Tennessee, and I think that could be an epic game. Both teams are really good defensively. Both are in the top 10 in the country in a defense against the run. Both of them exciting playmakers on the other side of the ball. I'm excited about to see Clemson. If Clemson can go into Austin and win a football game,
man,
I think that's going to be a closer game than people think it is. I know like the spread's like 12 points or something like that. I don't buy that. If Klubnik plays anywhere near his capability, that game is going to go down to the wire, because Clemson's coming in there, and they've got five-star talent all across the field. Everybody's talking about Texas and all their great recruits and the transfer. You know what? Clemson's been doing that for about 10 years. You talked about it. They won two national championships.
My buddy said yesterday that Clemson's played a tougher SEC schedule this year than Texas has. And I was like, you know what? You're probably right about that.
That's not far off.
No, Arch, I think you bring up a good point about Indiana. You know, a lot of people talk about Kirby was with Nick Saban for so long. Well, so was Kurt Cignetti. Cignetti was our wide receiver coach for 3 years when I was in college. And he says, Google me, I win. I can confirm. I saw it up close and personal. He definitely does.
Arch, James Franklin hasn't won big games. He's had a problem winning big games. He loses seemingly every year to Ohio State and Michigan. This year he didn't have Michigan, so he replaced Michigan with Oregon. SMU's, and I think Penn State on paper is better, but SMU just doesn't kind of, they don't quit. They just kind of hang around, and they almost hung around with Clemson until they beat them. How is that game going to play out, you think?
Well, it'll be interesting can Penn State run the ball? Penn State ran for almost 300 yards against Oregon. This just in, SMU is number four in the country against the run. So they're going to swell up against the run and say, Aller, you beat us. Can you make plays, more plays than my quarterback, Heath Jennings, can play? That'll be interesting. Does the weather affect these kids that are from the South? Some of them are coming from Florida, California, Texas, for SMU to come play. But they know this is a golden opportunity. And this whole thing about James Franklin done with, they used to say that about Bob Stoops. You know, he didn't win big games.
Said it about Dabo.
I don't remember him playing. I don't remember him taking a snap. What snap did he take?
Hey,
the kids go play. Your players win. Your players lose. Come on,
prepared.
Man.
He's got to get them prepared.
Yeah.
Well, if they're in the game, they've been prepared all year long, so I think they'll be ready to go.
Unfortunately, Arch, our time is coming to a close, as is the morning shift. Yeah, it stinks. But look, man, as always, you can catch Arch on Sunday talking about this Michael Penix game plan and everything going on with the Atlanta Falcons. If he can get Bo out of his microphone.
Well, we're going to hear you talk about it before I'm going to talk about it, because Mike does a great job on our pregame show. Make sure you tune in about 2 hours before, because Mike's on with Chris Goforth, and they do a really good job of breaking it down. We just kind of take the baton and run with it, Wes and I.
It's my favorite part of the job, man.